1. Do you think of yourself as a creative person? If you do, why? If you don't, why not?
Well, you know, this one's kind of an easy one for me to answer, and I'm very blessed to be a creative person in more than one way. I enjoy writing music or stories or journal-style, writings or whatever. I wish I was more of a creative person. I don't necessarily come up with as much lyrical content as I would like. And I think a lot of that's just simply because I put my efforts and time into so many different ventures when it comes to being creative. But it's one of the best things in my life is to focus on different things and try to get better as a creative person, because it's not easy. It's not easy to sit down and, you know, come up with a piece of music, whether it be instrumental music or a song that not only requires composing, but also coming up with lyrics that fit that composition. And like I said, that's just not something I do a lot of anymore. But yeah, I do consider myself a creative person, and some of the things that I do, I'm better at than others. Like music is probably about 60 or 70% natural for me. And the rest of that is a lot of time and effort and research as far as coming up with different ways to play songs, even songs that I've known for many, many years now. Doing this podcast over the last 5 years has been some kind of a creative evolution for me. It hasn't been flawless, as many of y'all might have noticed that have listened over the last 5 years. Sometimes it's just been a fun pastime to hit the record button and share my thoughts and ideas on certain things that have been going on in my world. You know, that's really all that it's ever been about. And through the evolution of the podcast, I think I have handcuffed myself at times as far as sticking to a subject matter. But as of late, I think I've finally found the balance that I needed, not necessarily having a deadline, because I did that to myself through some of the episodes of this podcast. I put myself on a timetable where I needed to do one a week or sometimes two a month or whatever, and now I just try to do one a month, and it seems to have really freed me up to be as creative as I can be. And you know, I write notes and stuff throughout the month of things that I'd like to discuss, or if I do have a certain subject that I do want to talk about, it's a lot easier to do it the way that I've been doing it. So in a long roundabout way, yeah, I'm a very creative person, and you know, some of it's just to pass the time, and some of it I feel like is worth sharing with everybody.
2. Do you feel that your maturation as a person has been related in any close way to the maturation of your creative abilities and commitments? Do you grow through your work?
Yeah, I do feel a lot of growth in my work, especially as a musician. I have at times rushed the finished product of any kind of music that I've recorded over the years, thinking that just being so excited to be creating some kind of music that I wanted to share it almost immediately. I've been able to be a little bit, I guess you'd say, more mature / patient as far as not rushing the final product that I put out, whether it be released through YouTube or whatever. Yeah, I'm very comfortable in my own skin as far as a creator when it comes to music. Podcast, I'm still, even after 5 years, I'm still, you know, experimenting. And I guess I'm doing that with music as well. Anything that I'm creating, and the newest venture that I've been going down is trying to write some short stories. Just so far in 2020, I've been reading a lot of Truman Capote, a famous writer out of New Orleans. And I'm fascinated with his style, and I'm fascinated with the fact that he doesn't have to have a 300 or 400 page book to tell his stories. I really like his writing style, and I'm trying to do some of that myself, and it's going to be a slow process. It'll be something that I do share tidbits of it on this podcast, and but yeah, back to the original question. I've definitely felt a growth as a creative person.
3. What about the act of creation itself? Can you recall some piece of work that meant a lot to you? Try to describe it in detail.
Oh man, there are so many. There are so many creative works that I've done, you know, over my, I would say I've been really a creative musician before I really understood what I was doing. I've been playing for pretty close to 25 years now, and I would say within a couple of years of playing guitar, I was writing songs that were ahead of my musical abilities. And when I say that, due to my lack of understanding of musical theory and musical structure, I was able to experiment even more than in some regards I do now. And I think that was just because I was stumbling into to things that turned out to be decent in my early musical career. One work that I could think of, you know, and this was early on, 2002, I recorded an album in a studio down the road here, Bates Brothers Recording in Hueytown. Those guys are still open today and doing good work. But I put a lot of time and money into recording a studio album of my most solid country songs. And from that time, and if you think about it, I was probably 5 or 6 years into my musical career, if you will, or my musical ventures. Not really a career. I've never made all that much money out of it, but it's been a big part of my life over the last 25 years. But anyway, I was about 6 years in, and I'd written a bunch of songs, and I probably wrote the majority of the songs that I've written in my lifetime within the first 5 or 6 years of writing. And I remember working with the studio musicians and the feeling of the accomplishment of putting all those songs together and mixing them the right way. And it was a very, very interesting time. The album was called The Better Side of Me, and I'll actually, for whatever reason, I've uploaded a lot of those songs individually, but I'm going to upload the whole album here soon just for fun to put it out there so people can hear the whole thing. And it's so weird to think that it's 18 years old. In March, it'll be 18. Yeah. So that was when I started on it. I think it took about 4 months to finish the whole thing. Several different sessions and a lot of different people playing on those records and stuff. But it really captured a time when I was 100% planning on being a famous musician one day. Sometimes in your youth, you really do believe the hype, so to speak. And first of all, I'm very thankful for anybody who has ever supported me musically or had some positive things to say about my musical talent. That never goes unnoticed. But as I've gotten older now, the thing that I understand looking back in retrospect is that it's a big, big ocean out there, and there are a lot of fish swimming around trying to achieve some kind of success status in the music business. And yeah, I guess I was just young and naive during that recording process back then. But if I could go back and just, like I said, one of the creative things that I remember the most about is that time and the spending all, you know, half the night in the studio and stuff.
4. In retrospect, did you become aware of anything going on in you that at the time of creation you were unaware of? Think of examples of such periods. What was going on in your life or in your thinking about your work at that time?
Sometimes, well, most of the time, I'm a kind of an introverted person. And I think the podcast and the creation of the podcast, even back before the podcast, when I was doing my YouTube stuff on the Hillbilly Luchador channel way, way back in the day, and talking about wrestling or other things that were on my mind, I think that was a way for me to share my thoughts and ideas, of course. And it was also because it was just a way to speak to somebody. A one-sided conversation, if you will. Sometimes when you're an introverted person like myself, creating things is a way to have an outlet. And that outlet has been incredibly beneficial in my life. And I can't really think of any examples of any other period other than the whole period of the podcast. The last 5 years has been just really extremely creative. You know, even the mixing of some of the weird instrumentals and intros and outros and little tidbits that may go unnoticed to the listener. Some of that stuff takes a whole 4 or 5 hours sitting at the computer to get it all together. I think that without a doubt, without question, as Tony Schiavone likes to say, podcasting is a lot of work, and I don't think that anybody that isn't super creative can stick with it. And I've been lucky to hang in there with it. I you know, I've come close to shutting it down a few times just out of frustration, lack of creativity, or just plain laziness. But it's been a good journey.
5. Are there ebbs and flows in your creativity? Are you suddenly full of ideas or suddenly without an idea at all? What might cause a sudden spurt of creativity or a long period of drought? What in particular was going on in your life that you may have been unaware of at the time, but in retrospect was highly important in your creative effort? When do you consider the work finished? When your work is finished, do you feel finished with it? How do you feel at the end? Are you most productive when you're feeling happy? Do you suffer if you're not?
I definitely have spurts of creativity, you know, when whether it be a great act of joy, such as coming back from a vacation, or back in my most productive songwriting stage of my life, a lot of it was due to sadness and loneliness, which I'm very, very blessed to not experience too much of anymore. I think that without a doubt that there's always going to be ebbs and flows as far as creativity goes. Biggest cause of ebbs and flows for me is just being tired and not having the will to apply myself in the allotted time that I have of free time doing, you know, podcast or writing or music or whatever. Just because simply being creative takes a lot of time, and you gotta strike when the iron's hot, and it's hard to do as a responsible adult who has bills to pay. I can see, you know, where the really successful podcast people are the really successful musicians. That's what they do. They don't have a full-time job. I do have a full-time job and a home life, and I'm very happy with all of that, but I can see where you have to apply yourself 100%, just like with anything else in this world, to be really, really good at it. It takes so much time, and like I said, the ebbs and flows of creativity are real, and sometimes when you're busy, you just don't have the time to get to it.
The sixth and final question you should ask yourself, is there something creative that you are putting off doing? Do you expect to get to it? What is it? Why must you delay?
You know, as far as being finished with a project, I think that any creative person hears things that when they quote-unquote finish something, they could go back and edit, add to, remove. Like even now, if I go back and listen to a recording that I recorded 4 or 5 years ago, I hear things that I don't like, or I feel like, you know, of course I just said could be added or subtracted. I think this is a little bit of being critical of one's own work. And I don't think that an artist, or most artists, I don't think I ever feel finished with just about anything I do. There are a few, you know, exceptions to the rule. I'm sure if you write a good book or something that you spent years on or whatever, going back over and whatnot, that maybe you could feel satisfied with that. As a writer, I don't know. Maybe they go back and think about things they could change too, but I definitely always look at my work and listen to my work in a critical way. Like, one of the things that drives me crazy about the podcast is just the way that I speak sometimes. And I'm lucky that people like to listen to it, but for me, I can't sometimes. Just simply from being critical of, you know, it's just one of those things that you get in your head sometimes. You think that maybe you shouldn't pause so much, or maybe you said too much throughout the show, which is something I've really, really, really tried to work on. But, I don't like buttums either. Yeah, it's incredibly difficult to know when you're finished with something or whether you're happy with it. Satisfied and happy might be two different things. I think that there have been a handful of shows over the years of recording this podcast that have got the stamp of happy on them. But that's part of doing anything creative is doing it and seeing what happens. And maybe you're not always happy with everything you do, but for whatever reason, myself and most creative people, I think, have this drive. And it's a drive to share, a drive to create, and a drive to make something that is going to stand the test of time. I think if anything, at the end of the day, no matter whether it's a song or whatever, that's what I want. I don't want to be creating a bunch of content that doesn't stand the test of time. The only thing that I can say that I've been putting off doing, well, there's a couple of things. As far as the podcast goes, I would like to do interviews on here or speak with other people more. And one of the problems that I run into being an introverted person is not knowing how to ask people to do the show, or feeling silly asking them to do the show, or not taking the time to actually set up, you know, meetings with people and places to meet and stuff like that. I find that very, very difficult for me personally. And I'm not 100% why. I think it might just be because of my own awkwardness or whatever. That is one of the things that I would like to do that I've been putting off. Like I said, I have been working on writing more. I have been putting that off. And recording more music as far as album form, which the last album I did was with my cousin Chris, the Porter Boys, which was our tribute to our grandparents back in 2016. So that's 4 years now. Before that, it was a long, long, long time, almost 11 years or so, or maybe 12 years in between my last real deal original content album. I want to do another album. But, you know, I don't want to put 100% of my effort into that. And that's part of the reason why I haven't done it. It takes so much time to write and to come up with an entire album concept. People that do that on a schedule, let's just say like a 2-year schedule for, you know, professional musicians, I have so much respect for them, because I can't imagine having to do the touring thing, do the writing thing, then do the recording thing, then do the releasing thing, then do the touring after the recording of the, it's a lot. And I'm putting off just making, you know, just a little album for the people that like my music. I can't even imagine doing that on a huge scale like a lot of people do. So yeah, I'm putting that off, and I've been putting off the interviews, but I'll say it again, I surely hope that I'm able to come up with some new material. And yeah, I think that procrastination is a real thing in my life, and it's definitely a part of my creative life. And it is what it is. I don't rush things anymore. So yeah, I do feel like I'm putting off a few little things. I even kind of would like to do more YouTube videos, like the travel stuff where we went to Hawaii or the Gulf Coast and stuff, do a more in-depth type of a video editing process. I love doing that, and I put it off just simply because I don't have the time with everything else that's been going on. But yeah, if I could make some more time, and I hopefully will, to do those things that I enjoy doing, those are just, you know, a few of the creative things. You know, these questions have, they have led me to do some serious thinking and feeling about my own creative process. And if they can help you, that would be super awesome. These questions actually came from a book called Creators on Creating. And, you know, it's an amazing book, really. There are several contributors, too many to name right offhand, but it's edited by Frank Barron, Alfonso Mature, and Athea Barron. And you can find it pretty much at any local library, I would think. It was published by G.P. Putnam and Sons, a member of the Putnam Berkeley Group Incorporated. That's www.putnam.com. And Putnam, if you want it spelled, is P-U-T-N-A-M. And books, man. Books are where it's at. I avoided them for years. And if you want to be a creative person, you have to read. If you want to have, go deeper. You can still be a creative person if you draw or paint or whatever, I guess, and not have to read. Just be aware of your surroundings, which I think that's another thing that creators have to be, is aware of their surroundings and able to soak up all the things in life that a lot of people just don't pay attention to, whether staring at a phone or, you know, wasting too much time watching TV or whatever. But yeah, I've enjoyed, you know, the past 5 years reflecting on my life, digging into some of my memories, thinking about the future, talking about all the things that I enjoy right here on this podcast. And it has been one of the most fun creative things that I've done. And I thank you all for listening. You know, 5 years is a hell of an accomplishment. Very special thanks to my wife, Crystal, for dropping in from time to time and actually recording the questions part of this podcast with me. I really, really appreciate her love and support of all the weird little creative things that I do, whether it be podcasting or other things.
Whiskey on a weeknight is something that I don't partake in anymore. I'm older now. That's pretty much my reasoning. Well, then there's the fact that 4 a.m. comes around every weekday, and it's hard for me to get out of bed most days without the added strain of the after effects of alcohol. In my 20s, I was more likely to have a drink or six on a weeknight. The truth is, I'm happier and healthier now. As boring as it might sound, I'm content with being sober most of the time. Now, I still have a whiskey or some beers on a weekend, And I guess I'll always love alcohol. It's like an old friend. It was taboo whenever I was underage and growing up. But as an adult, I've found it to be a great tool for relaxing my body and my mind. I think seeing several people, you know, throughout my lifetime struggle with alcoholism has helped me not to overindulge. So here's to the folks who still have a drink, but don't let it run their lives. And I send positive thoughts and vibes out to the people who have lost control.
Promotional consideration is paid for by the following. This show is brought to you by Wilson's Liquor Vault and House of Entertainment. From wine to whiskey to beer and other forms of cheer, it's all right here at Wilson's for your enjoyment. We're also brought to you by the Dick McWilliams Duct Tapes Company, the stickiest adhesive tape in the Northern Hemisphere, and by Pineapple Paula's Pudding Shop, specializing in various varieties of chocolate and vanilla pudding. We're also brought to you by Patch McKenzie's world famous muffaletta bread. This show is also brought to you by Uncle Ike Miles Tea and Tiramisu Shop, where sweetness still matters. This show is brought to you by Redhead Happy Bolton's Percussion Equipment, the finest drums in the New Orleans area. This fine podcast is also brought to you by Gizzard Gordon and the Guitar Men, still out there somewhere on the road playing those old-time songs that so many of you have requested to hear. Like to find out more about this podcast or anything else that I do creatively, you can visit www.joshporter08.com. Also, you can visit my YouTube channel. That's joshporter08. That's 08 on YouTube. Also, the Hillbilly Luchador channel on YouTube or on iTunes. Podcast is always streamed right there on joshporter08.com as well.
One of the aspects of modern society that you just can't get away from is the fact that every important milestone in your life, birth, marriages, death, is recorded on a computer. La 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 la
devil cannot lead you astray without the use of plants. What kind of devil is it?
Be sure you're buckled in from the sound of what I've heard so far.